Coast Radio News for Friday, April 24th, 2020. I'm George Henry. State of Oregon has now tested more than 44,000 people for the coronavirus. New numbers out yesterday have moved the total number of confirmed cases to 2,127. 50 cases have been reported in Lane County. All but four of those cases have been in the Eugene-Springfield area. The statewide number of deaths attributed to the virus is 83, which includes five new deaths this week. Four men and one woman succumbed to the virus. Three were in their 70s, one in their 80s, and one was 94. All had underlying health conditions, according to OHA. All were in the Portland metro area. Even with more deaths reported, researchers say that swift response to the COVID-19 pandemic may have prevented as many as 70,000 cases and up to 1,500 hospitalizations in the state of Oregon. Peace Harbor Surgery Department has been shut down since Governor Brown's executive order that curbed non-essential surgery and procedures. But now that that order has been lifted, the department will begin scheduling procedures late next week. Governor Brown is allowing hospitals to move forward as of May 1st. New requirements for COVID-19 safety and preparedness have been enacted, and all hospitals will be required to meet those new standards. Businesses in Oregon that were excluded from federal government resources can potentially qualify for state funds that have been made available. Oregon's legislature convened a joint emergency board and allocated over $30 million to support the state's greatest needs and fill gaps left by federal shortfalls. The money will go towards small business support, worker relief, support for long-term care workers, and domestic violence shelters. $10 million has specifically been earmarked for the Oregon Worker Relief Fund, which will support women, people of color, and undocumented individuals. If you're wondering what to do with your returnable bottles and cans, well, for now, you can just hold on to them. The Oregon Liquor Control Commission has extended the suspension of enforcement for retailers that choose not to take recycling during the COVID-19 pandemic. The ban began on March 15th when stores were overwhelmed by an unprecedented volume of customers. Grocery stores and other retailers can still choose to take recyclable items, but they are not required to do so. The OLCC suggests you check with local businesses to see if their redemption centers are open. Lane County sheriffs are investigating a shooting yesterday afternoon around 2 p.m. in Mapleton. Deputies responded to reports of a shooting and found a man that had been shot in the hand after a dispute with someone known to him. Deputies contacted the other male involved in the incident and do not believe there is a continued threat to the community. The investigation is ongoing and more details will be released upon completion of the investigation. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, April 24th, 2020.